With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montanans have cast a record number of votes in this year's general election. According to the Secretary of State's office, more than 517,441 absentee ballots had been received by county election offices as of midday Monday. That's 540 more votes than were counted in the 2016 general election. Most people are voting by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. Republicans are trying to regain the governor's seat for the first time in 16 years, while the battle between Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines and his Democratic challenger, Governor Steve Bullock, could help shape the majority in the U.S. Senate. Election officials in Montana's Lewis and Clark County have begun counting absentee ballots ahead of Election Day. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
That's what a ballot tabulator sounds like, and election staff in Helena will hear absentee ballots winding through two of them as long as their office is open Monday. This is the first federal election that county staff can start counting ballots with automatic machines the morning before Election Day, thanks to a law passed by the 2019 Montana legislature. Elections Administrator Amy Reeves says the jumpstart should mean Montanans get quicker results after the polls close.
It's a huge benefit for us to be able to get those ballots ran through the tabulators today. I have two people right now, so it's about 16 hours of work that's going to save us on Election Day.
Lewis and Clark County had received nearly 39,000 ballots as of Monday afternoon, 85% of all that were sent to registered voters. County staff pull them from 18-gallon plastic tubs stacked atop any open floor space in the elections office. The tubs are labeled by precinct so the Secretary of State can ask counties for a post-election audit of random areas. The same new law allowing early counting also lets counties process mail ballots 3 business days before Election Day. Reeves says something as seemingly trivial as letting unfolded ballots naturally flatten over the weekend means tabulators can process more of them at once without jamming. But not all the time, as one machine operator can attest.
I tried to do 2 at the same time, so it comes up with an error. So you take it out, turn one of them around, and then it'll go again.
If the machine registers a questionable ballot, for example, one with votes for multiple candidates in the same race, the ballot is set aside for a counting board to review. Election Day is Tuesday. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
Voters could face long lines on Election Day in some Montana counties. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
At the Flathead County Elections Office Monday, election manager Monica Eisenzimmer said voters had been waiting in a line stretching around the building's second floor and across a skyway all day.
So people are registering to vote late and getting replacement ballots that they either didn't show up in the mail or they threw them away or for whatever reason they're getting replacement ballots.
Voters are able to cast their ballots in person as well. Eisenzimmer says voters should also expect long lines on Election Day, something Missoula County Elections Administrator Bradley Seaman echoed.
It's Montana, it's November, we've got some heaters out there to help keep people comfortable, but anybody who accesses our service will need to queue in line, and anybody in line at 8 p.m. will get service until that last voter has gotten a chance to cast their ballot.
The same goes for voters in Flathead County, where election officials will allow voters to get into line until 8 p.m. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Federal resources are beginning to show up at hospitals in eastern and central Montana as providers struggle to care for patients during the pandemic. The state confirmed 2,300 new cases over Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. 386 Montanans have died from the COVID-19 virus. Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Mike Cooney are making their closing arguments in Montana's gubernatorial race. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports they've traveled around the state in the final weeks leading up to Election Day.
Hello, Flathead!
Congressman Greg Gianforte joined other Republicans running for public office at the Flathead County Fairgrounds Saturday night for a rally that included appearances by the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., and rock star Ted Nugent. When Gianforte took the stage to give his pitch for why he should be Montana's next governor, he stuck to the talking points that have carried him through his campaign.
For 16 years, Democrats have controlled the governor's office. And every single time our Republican legislature tried to lower taxes, you know what happened? It was vetoed.
Gianforte said he'll create jobs, replace leaders at state agencies, and repeal regulations on industry. His campaign did not provide a schedule of where else he's been stumping over the last week. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney has been traveling to places like Fort Benton, Billings, and Kalispell. During a press conference in Helena last week, Cooney again said the Affordable Care Act is at stake in this election.
Montanans' access to quality, affordable health care is once again in jeopardy. There's a chance they eliminate the law entirely. Let me be clear. That would be catastrophic for Montana.
The federal health care law provides for the state's Medicaid expansion program that insures more than 86,000 low-income adults. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit that aims to strike down the law in a week. Gianforte has criticized the law, saying it did not bring down health care costs or expand access. Cooney said that if the law is struck down, he'll advocate for legislation that codifies the protections outlined in the ACA in state law, like guaranteeing coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. I'm Shaylee Reiger, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.